We now join the pre-recorded, already-in-progress gotgrip.com podcast number 30, entitled, As the Kids Say, number 3.
How about let's talk about the Wednesday Remembrance Day ceremony?
Yeah, but that was boring.
It was just, like, music.
Except, you never actually think about the perfect song being all, oh, I'm so Remembrance Day, until you actually hear the Remembrance Day ceremony.
Yeah.
I know, like, seriously, it just doesn't seem like it would be a Remembrance Day song, because it's about a guy losing a chick.
Like, if you close your eyes and actually, like, picture what's happening, not the music video, but, like, picture what could be happening.
It's totally like, oh yeah, I'm some soldier, and I'm fighting for you, and I'm going to try my hardest to, like, make sure that you're okay, sort of thing.
So, yeah.
Like, because he's not perfect, and he's trying, and...
And that's what he said he would do.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's what he said he would do from the start.
Yeah. And yeah. But I don't get the I'm not alive if I'm lonely part. Yeah.
Well, I actually cried in that.
You cried? Oh, no, that's so cute.
Yeah, I cried like a couple tears.
Aww. I didn't.
It's like one of those dramatic moments where it's all like, they zoom the camera and it's all like, watching the single tear drop off the, come out of the eye.
It wasn't a single tear.
Oh,
so
Mel.
So you cried? Oh.
So you were like, sobbing like,
no. Oh, this is sad. So sad.
No. What about the second song sing?
What Can't song? Remember it.
Yeah.
Well, I know it was two chicks and they sounded really good. Well,
yeah. And people clapped and then there was a bunch of shh, shh.
But there wasn't actually like emotion in their voice, like they knew what they were talking about. It's kind of like just singing the song and then it's over.
Ding dong.
Let's talk about the song that we just heard Paul on his.
Honestly, I'm sorry, thing. Paul, but I cannot remember it. I remember that there was a tune and a melody and there was some girl singing it.
Well,
now Perfect is stuck in my head, so...
I actually think that she did a really good job.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
So, let's talk about these nicknames that you guys came up with.
Like, we have no idea where Belly Button Joe came from.
Yeah, how does that pop into your head?
I have no idea. I just thought of the word Joe, and then...
Belly Button!
And then I thought of a belly button.
Belly button Joe. Oh, you should have seen my face there. I was just, whoa.
My ears are popping. It kind of hurts.
Mine aren't. It's all like, woo, so tight on my ears that I can't feel anything.
So, have you guys done your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
Absolutely
what
not.
What are you talking about?
She's it's already only got most of hers done.
Whatever. Oh, I only got 3 people done.
Yeah, she got. She
what
got
are you getting,
done.
Beth? You can tell Belly Button Joe anything.
Don't tell Belly Button Joe.
Actually,
Belly Button Joe's in love with Beth and will tell Beth anything.
I'm actually not going to tell you because. Because.
Don't tell Belly Button Joe anything!
That would ruin the whole point of Christmas. Well, no, not
the whole
really.
Point of Christmas
You're
is not
getting
presents.
Belly Button Joe something?
Mel, that's totally gonna break Beth's heart.
I know. I'm standing right here, Melanie.
Belly Button Joe, you did not hear any of this.
I'm
something
sitting.
Is wrong with your guys' brains.
I'm
no, there's
Joe,
not.
And I'm Beth, and I'm sitting right beside Belly Button Joe, and Belly Button Joe really loves Beth.
Yeah, Belly Button Joe totally loves Beth.
You hear
Beth.
That, everyone? All those boys that like Beth? She's taken. She is taken by Belly Button Joe, if you can imagine it. Who would have thought they would be stuck together?
It's Belly Button Joe? I thought it was Belly Button Joe.
No, it's a belly button.
Oh. All the honor Michael-y. Goes to Michael.
Melanie's new boyfriend, Michael-y. Oh.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Yes, you do. What are you talking about? He's standing right there. He has a really hurt look
yeah,
on his
he,
face.
Oh, poor guy.
He took that as a dump, Melanie. You should
He's
really
so
apologize.
Upset. Can
to
you see him?
Yes,
crying.
Michael Leamy, I dump you.
Oh. Oh, you got served, Michael Leamy.
Oh, well, let's go on to something different than imaginary boyfriends.
They're not imaginary. I'm Billy Button Joe. And I'm Beth.
Two different people. Did you notice the change in voice? It's totally different.
Yeah. Beth has a little bit of a lower voice than me, Belly Button Joe, but I still love her.
Let's talk about...
Woo! Go Beth and Belly Button Joe!
Let's talk about tonight's games night. Gym night.
It's going to be the same as every other one.
Well, do you think that anything weird is going to happen?
Me and Belly Button Joe can't make it because Belly Button Joe's parents are... going to the museum, and...
Do you wish you were going?
Okay, seriously, this is what we do. We play volleyball, then we play some other game, and then we play either floor hockey, soccer, or basketball. My team always loses. And then we play some random game of really boring dodgeball,
yeah,
and then, voila, we're done.
Don't really find that interesting.
There's 4 hours of your life that you'll never get back, people.
Well, actually, I find it really fun because I get to tackle people, but,
yeah,
you know.
It's pretty exciting, but, yeah.
Well, me and Beth are probably never, ever, ever going.
Why? Because you just ruined it for them, you...
Melanie, Michaelie is crying in the corner.
You know what? We moved off from Michaelini!
Well, why don't you tell Michaelie to move on?
Yeah.
He's only going to get that advice from you because you just dumped him. That was so cold-hearted.
He'll be so upset.
Like, Melanie, like, you were just like,
his shriveled up finger finally came out of the woods, and you're saying, and you dumped him.
Out of the woods? That's
I came out of
like
the ocean just as Beth was passing.
No. His shriveled up figure came out of the woods, and you dumped him.
You know what? You guys are kind of grossing me out right now, so...
You came out of the closet, and then you were all like, wow.
Let's talk about paulisgreat.com.
There's a picture of Paul, and it's like, it looks like there's a line through his face.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
It's like a...
Neither is Beth.
You should go. It's, like, actually amazing. There's not much to do on it, but...
But wait till we're done the podcast, because it's pretty awesome. Yeah, thank you.
He's awesome. He's not just great. He has
this essence of coolness around him that makes everybody love him. Yep. My words, nobody else's.
It's like you go near him and you instantly like him.
The face.
The face? Really?
Really?
It was the first thing that popped in my head, so.
The personality.
The look. The slander. The... Whoa, I just heard another click. Whoa. Hmm. So it's like the face, the look, the slander, the personality. Melanie, do you have anything to add to this?
No, I think your guys' clicking is good enough. Chantel?
Yeah?
How would you describe your style of dressing?
My style of dressing?
Like your clothes style.
Oh, I dress comfortably. I hate tight shirts because it's all like, you're squeezing my insides out. Except I like them when I'm sleeping because it makes it hard to breathe and I get all tired and woozy.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that like, that's
a total turn on, Chantel. Yeah, we should hook up later.
No, Billy Bob Joe,
Belly Button Joe.
Hey, Chantel.
Okay, Belly Button
Joe.
Do
you have a role model for the way that you dress, or do you just... Are you your own role model?
I am totally nobody's. Oh, I am somebody's role model, you know?
Who?
Well, until Danny Cook got freaked out because my arms are so hairy. Like, seriously, they're not that bad. And I used to be
That's another total turn.
I know! Okay, but...
I can't believe somebody actually asked you.
I know, but...
They don't
but
know what they're
I'm
for.
Izzy's role model. She totally adores me. She is, like, she's my protege. But I haven't seen her in such a long time. Izzy, go to gotgrip.com and listen to me! Yes, do that.
What if she doesn't agree with you? Did you ever think about that?
She is my protege. She is the role model of awesomeness in
you
my
mean
life.
Protege?
Protege. Prodigy.
Okay, let's not do the word guessing thing.
It's protege.
It's protege.
It's protege.
It, do you know Beth, it's an awesome is right, book? Chantel. You don't know how to say words because you have to practice
saying exit.
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 You have exit. To practice exit. Escape, I think.
Escape.
Escape. Escape. Escape.
So, you guys.
And the lights that baby.
If you
dude.
Had to choose anyone for Paul to be his girlfriend, who would it be? Because obviously he's lonely.
Yeah, he is very
so,
lonely.
So, if you think that you'd like to date Paul, just call him or something, please.
Okay. I'll check his phone number and, like.
Just. Sign up on his website.
Yeah, and say, Paul, I love you. Call me.
Yeah. Do that, except.
Do that.
Not the part.
The part is the best.
I think this about wraps up our podcast for today.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast times two.
This has been a gotgrip. Podcast times, well, I guess four because me and Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.